from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Thanks again to Ben Watson for hanging out with us live from SEC Media Days talking some college football. If you missed that conversation, download the podcast. Rewind on the Odyssey app. Subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast, and you can not only get all of our segments and all of our hours every single day right on your phone, a little extra bonus content too.
Yeah.
Got the Off the Cuff podcast.
Yeah, about.
Exclude not NSFW, not safe for work. Got to listen to that one with your headphones.
We've been toned down a lot though on that. No, we haven't.
Have we?
No.
I don't know. No. I don't think so. Today was pretty raw.
Yeah, raw and
raw
rugged.
And cut. All right, Justin's in Braselton. Hey, Justin.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. So, I'm with you guys. I can't wait for the insight, you know, of saving on ESPN game day. But
yeah,
my question kind of relates to that. So, a lot of people, they hate him. They absolutely hate his guts. But I'm not one of them. I like his energy. But I kind of want to know you guys' opinion on Pat McAfee. Hmm. And do you think he'll be back this season for ESPN College Game Day? They said it was kind of up in the air. Yeah. So, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I just want to know what you guys' thoughts are, and I just like the energy he brings every Saturday.
Sure.
So.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, he brings some fun energy. He does. He don't bring nothing else in that though. His analysis and everything else is not. It's all right.
Yeah,
but everything else that he does, as far as entertainment, is great.
Yeah, I mean, look, just big picture.
Yeah,
you gotta respect what they've built.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
he went from what they were doing to he's on ESPN for 2 hours every single day getting paid $100 million to say blank you.
And oh, no, I like
get executive.
No, I like that.
No, I know, yeah.
I'm just talking about his
but
his
I don't,
show.
He didn't add anything to game day for me that I needed.
Right.
Like, I like more football. Like, more football talk. And I think Saban will bring some of that back. And I don't know, if he was not there, maybe they could do more of that. I'm not sure. But he didn't make game day better for me. He didn't ruin it for me.
Right.
Like, as a lot of people like, oh, this guy's – No,
it wasn't
it's
like –
all right. Like,
it wasn't like that.
You just kind of got to take it for what it is. Mm-hmm. But he didn't – I didn't make it better for me, for sure.
No.
Chris is in Riverdale. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Hey, I got a question. It's for Randy, but it does involve you too, Andy.
Okay.
Randy, what do you think is the most disgusting country entree that Andy would absolutely try?
Oh, man. you know what? I don't know.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, Chris, I don't know. I'm still in my feelings about this damn kangaroo thing. I just would never let that go as far as you eating kangaroo. Don't know why. Every time somebody brings up exotic foods, I think about that part about it. But I learned something new.
It was very good.
I learned something new today. People are not actually eating shark. So when people say that they're eating shark, it's make sure that they are, because I read somewhere today that people don't actually eat the actual shark. Because it's something to do with the shark meat itself, because they're so lean. It's not necessarily like the toxins don't get out of them. Really.
What are they eating then?
I don't know. That's why I said it's like when people talk about they eating gator. Just be careful. It could be something else. We go down to New Orleans and they be like, yeah, we got gator soup. Just be careful.
What it might is not it?
Be gator. I don't know. But when I heard that today about the shark meat itself, they were like, yeah, people like.
The only thing edible on is the fin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so they say it's shark meat. Be careful.
Huh.
Yep.
That's illegal. How about just don't eat shark?
Yeah.
It seems
if you
reasonable.
See somebody saying that they're serving it.
Well, then maybe sharks shouldn't eat us. You know what I mean?
Sharks don't eat people.
Yes, they do,
Nor
Bo.
Do they attack people.
Yes, they do, Bo.
Feel like turnabout is fair
play. I bet
player.
All them folks in Destin ain't walking with chunks out their ass.
But they weren't attacked. They were accidentally bitten. There's a big difference.
What did you just say, Bo?
Attacked
I was about to call you the other
intent.
Bo. Bo Johnson.
Yes.
Clifton Bo Johnson. Did you just sit up here and say they accidentally bit the folks?
Correct.
Look, exactly I made a pretty good Play-Doh dolphin last night.
Mm. Oh, yes. Beautiful.
I just read a story earlier
looks like
today
a dolphin,
about
right?
a guy who was spearfishing in Key West.
Accident. So the shark accidentally bit them.
Yeah.
It was a taste test.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. A taste test?
They thought they were tasting a seal, though.
We got sidetracked here. We did not answer the man's question.
Right.
What am I going to eat?
I mean, you've had chitlins before.
I have, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
They're good.
I mean, chitlins are awesome, but I mean, I still, like I said, I will also a certain type of way about you eating kangaroo.
What about iguana?
It was at a fancy restaurant.
Would you eat iguana?
Do they cook iguana?
Well, oh, yeah, in South America, it's like all over the place.
Yeah. Nah.
Is it a delicacy?
Yeah.
Because people were trying to tell us that raccoon was a delicacy.
It ain't.
A couple weeks ago.
All right, and I will never, ever, ever.
I won't eat squirrel.
Ever, ever.
Would you
I won't
eat bat?
Squirrel. No.
Squirrel's where you draw the line?
I don't know where I draw the line, but squirrel's on the
really?
Other side of it. I don't want to eat a squirrel.
I don't want no squirrel nuggets.
Squirrel.
I don't want no squirrel
a
nuggets.
A squirrel is a rat with a fancy tail.
That's it.
That's all it is.
It's a tree rat, correct.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's very, very tasty.
I'm not eating any rat. Like, unless it's an apocalypse and I have to stay alive, then I might.
Have y'all seen the dude
but
that
if my
be
life remains
that,
the same?
That dude that be frying all the food. He's fried like a deep fried snake the other day. I was looking on an Instagram thing. Frying a deep frying python.
That was not
that
on
was not,
my
no.
algorithm.
I was like, no, but he be cooking all. He be cooking.
That's good meat. If you need to survive.
Snake?
Yeah.
The only reason I would eat snake is because.
I got to survive.
Richie Valens ate it in La Bamba.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, I would eat a rattlesnake.
Him and Bobo. They went to Mexico and they ate it.
If I'm desperate and ain't nothing else to eat. Hey, if I throw a damn apple in your mouth, I'll put you on a spigot and turn you.
I know. All that's right? what I mean. But like in normal circumstances, if my life remains
some,
the same and
damn
I'm,
grilled aid.
I'm not homeless
I don't think you're going to survive very long
in an
that.
Apocalypse or whatever. Yeah. I really would prefer not to eat grilled aid.
You think the toxins don't get out of shark meat? What do you think I'm feeding
you? I'm telling you. If
drinks a lot of energy drinks, man.
I'm just telling you. If it was all four of us,
meat is polluted.
I would get to A first. Hell yeah.
Put Abe on a spit.
Yep.
Just roast him. A pulled Abe sandwich. Didn't sound bad. All right.
Do I have to ask?
What?
Which part of me would you eat first?
I probably your back. Yeah, man. Like, you remember how on Rambo when he had that hog and he took that knife and slipped off some of that? Yeah, I mean,
a little back meat.
Little back meat.
A little Abe bacon.
A little back strap.
What a weird radio show. What a weird show we do. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're daydreaming of ways to cook Abe.
Only the strong survive.
We need football back ASAP.
Yeah, man. All I know is I got to get me a glass of that Hardenade. Yeah. Give me a glass of Hardenade.
Randy, when he was a kid, felt the mama eyes
on
him.
Yeah, dog.
You can stay at Randy's house. You just can't sleep over. The apocalypse happened. Randy's going to throw Abe on a spigot.
Yeah, you guys took a couple of mine, but if we go on a hike. I'm not turning my back on Randy.
Hey, man. I'm just telling you. It ain't about hike.
You better blindside me.
I'm telling you.
You better blindside me.
I'm going to come back.
I'll be ready. No. I'll be ready.
Abe doesn't think you can kill him. Abe does not think you can kill him.
All right, I'll catch Abe with one of them damn loose tree branches.
That's what I'm saying. You better blindside me.
Take him out. Hey, Abe, what's that?
I run up a mountain to get away from him.
You know,
I know you ain't following.
You know what's going to be a little conspicuous? Abe's not even with us tomorrow. Because we're going to cook him after the show. See what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.